Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Christ is risen in our gospel reading from Matthew 28. And the reason Jesus says to the women, "Greetings." It's even better than that. The word for greetings can also mean rejoice. The first words to the women that morning are rejoice and do not be afraid. Rejoice and do not be afraid. The rejoice makes sense. They have come to a tomb expecting to see the lifeless body of Jesus doing what dead bodies do. Instead, they have found stunned guards and a glorious angel who tells them that Jesus is risen from the dead. They have departed from there with fear and great joy, and now they are confronted by Jesus who says, "Rejoice and do not be afraid." What a joy! The Lord stands before them, for he is risen indeed. Of course, Jesus says rejoice, but why does he say do not be afraid? Why does Jesus need to say that? What could be left for the women to fear as they grab his feet and worship him? Maybe they think he's a ghost or a spirit. His disciples thought that before when he walked to them on water. The devil himself likes to appear as an angel of light, and so maybe they fear this is a cruel trick by the power of darkness. But it's not. If the women are holding the feet of Jesus, they have a close-up of real feet with the scars from the nails. Christ has conquered the devil and all the powers of darkness. There is no reason to be afraid of them. There is no reason to be afraid of death. They are clinging to the risen Lord, the Lord who told them repeatedly that he would die and rise again. They saw him dead on a cross. They know his body was laid in the tomb. That's why they've come there. But now he's alive again. The tomb is empty. Christ has conquered death, and so there is no reason for them to fear death either. And if Christ has conquered death, and the wages of sin is death, then Christ has conquered the power of sin. He has defeated sin, death, and the devil, that unholy trinity that seeks to destroy us all. If Christ is triumphant and these enemies are defeated, there is really nothing left to fear. So why does Jesus see the need to say, "Do not be afraid"? After all, he is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. But maybe that's it. Maybe it's also why the women cling to his feet, staring at toes rather than embracing their risen Lord. Maybe they are afraid of him because they don't know why he's risen. They know he's alive, but they don't know what this means. Think of it this way. The last time he was hanging around sinners, they were busy hanging him on a cross and rejoicing in his death. Even his closest followers were acting badly, betraying him, denying him, or for the most part, running away. Now he's back, And if he has conquered sin and death, he can make pretty short work of sinners too. So as they knew before Jesus, maybe they should be terrified because he may have vengeance on his mind. But Jesus says, do not be afraid. Then he says, go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. What does Jesus call the disciples? My brothers. Not lowlifes or cowards or ex-citizens of the kingdom of God. He calls them his brothers. He is not risen from the dead and back in town for vengeance. He is risen for grace and mercy. He is risen for forgiveness and life. If he has just died, it is for their salvation. If he has just conquered sin, death, and the devil, he has done it for them. If he is risen from the dead, he is risen for them. And he is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. He is risen indeed. And he is risen for you. So do not be afraid. And that may be easier to do when we are here in church for our Easter celebration. I mean, the music, the hallelujahs, the excitement of being together to receive Jesus' risen body and blood on this resurrection day make us forget all fear. But when we go out those doors, fear comes back so quickly because of a world still filled with sin and death. That's what the first followers of Jesus were experiencing that first Easter. They were afraid of harm and death coming after them too, just like their Jesus. And we don't want to be afraid. We try all sorts of things because uncontrolled fear is the sort of thing that paralyzes and eats us from the inside out. Besides, Jesus says that we should not be afraid, so we better listen to him, and we are not supposed to be afraid, right? Yet there are plenty of reasons to be afraid in this world. And although it's simplistic, I'm going to suggest that it's easy to be afraid because we know that loss comes easy in this world. Loss of jobs, loss of home and possessions, loss of friends, loss of friendships, loss of family, loss of health, loss of life. It's one of the greatest daily motivations for responsibility that I have ever encountered. The more the things that I have taken care of, the less I need fear about things falling apart. But no matter how hard you try, they always can and they often do. And when your abilities to work are hampered, you are haunted by helplessness. All of that is why you are afraid. Whatever your fears might be, I would suggest they are rooted in this. You are uncertain about God's disposition towards you. You suffer doubt as to his faithfulness and love. See, if you are fully confident that God works all things for your good, then any loss should not be a cause of fear. You know that God even takes care of sparrows and lilies. You know he is working all things for your good. If you are fully confident in the resurrection of the body, then the prospect of loss, sickness, and even death should not be fearful. It is disturbing for sure, but you know the end of the story. You know that the resurrection is coming. But you still battle fear. We all do. But today, you hear the reason Jesus say, do not be afraid. You also hear him call you brother, call you sister. He has died on that cross to pay the price for everything that could possibly leave God angry with you. He is not risen from the dead and out for blood. He is risen to give forgiveness and life. He is risen to declare that you are children of God, holy and beloved, cleansed by his blood. See, when you rejoice that Christ is risen from the dead, it's far better news than just that he has delivered you from physical death and the grave, as if that were not enough cause for celebration. More than that, he has rescued from God's wrath for your sin. He has rescued from hell, from being cast away from an angry God forever. He has even rescued from uncertainty and doubt. There is no question as to how God regards you. Jesus calls you his brothers and his sisters. And so God calls you his children for Jesus' sake. When it comes to fears, work backwards from there. The one thing you need never fear is that God is angry with you. Because Jesus is risen from the dead to forgive your sins. Whenever anything brings fear, you start at the cross and the empty tomb. You start at the cross and the empty tomb. Even though things in this world might scare you, you know the Lord is at work. You know he will not forget you. You know that he will deliver you. You know that he is working all things for your good. You know that he cannot forsake you because he has died for your sins and Jesus is risen from the dead. Because of his abundant grace, the only reason that you would ever need to fear his wrath would be if you held unto your sins and thus refuse his forgiveness. And that does happen. Some sins will seem so powerful that you don't think you can give them up. Some sins will be so enjoyable that you will hate to give them up. But you know that the wages of sin is death. And you know that those sins are killing you. And you also know that none of those sins can raise you from the dead. If you do not repent of your sins, then you have the right to be afraid of Jesus. But Jesus would not have you be afraid. Jesus would not have you be afraid. He has died for you. He has died to cast out your fear. He is risen to give you life. He washes away your sins. He feeds you with his own risen body and blood. He lives again to give you hope and eternal life. He says so. This day, he says to you, rejoice and do not be afraid. rejoice, and do not be afraid. Why? Because he's risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.